How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
In the sprawling world of hip-hop, few names have loomed larger than Sean Diddy Combs. A self-made mogul, a man whose success seemed limitless, Diddy was known for creating not just music, but an entire lifestyle. His influence stretched from the recording studio to fashion, television, and even spirits. He was a symbol of success, swagger, and untouchable power in the entertainment industry. But as is often the case with towering figures, the shadow of Diddy's empire now looms dark and long. In recent months, the image of Sean Combs has undergone a dramatic transformation, marred by allegations that stretch back decades. Federal agents arrested Combs in New York, marking a significant escalation in the long brewing storm of accusations and lawsuits that have followed him. These charges, rooted in sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and coercion, have sent shockwaves not only through the music industry, but into the very fabric of celebrity culture itself. At the heart of this story are questions of power, control, and a man who, for years, allegedly used his influence to exploit those around him. But to truly understand the depth of the allegations, we must start at the beginning. Diddy's ascent in the music world was meteoric. Starting as an intern at Uptown Records, he quickly made a name for himself with his keen ear for talent and his relentless work ethic. In 1993, he founded Bad Boy Records, the label that would eventually launch artists like Notorious B.I.G., Faith Evans, and Mace into stardom. The rise of Bad Boy solidified Diddy as a major player in the music industry, and it wasn't long before his success spilled into other ventures. Fashion, liquor, television, anything Diddy touched seemed to turn to gold. But behind the success, there were rumors. Rumors of lavish, out-of-control parties. Rumors of behavior that bordered on the sinister. In November of 2023, the first of the public allegations landed with explosive force. Cassandra Ventura, known to the world as Cassie, filed a lawsuit under the New York Adult Survivors Act. The details were harrowing. Cassie accused Diddy of physically and emotionally abusing her throughout their decade-long relationship. More disturbingly, she claimed that Diddy trafficked her, forcing her into drug-fueled sexual encounters with other men, while documenting these acts for his own pleasure. It was the first time someone so close to Diddy had come forward with such specific, devastating claims. But it wasn't long before others began to speak out. The timeline of abuse Cassie described spanned from her early 20s into her 30s. According to the lawsuit, Diddy had signed Cassie to his record label when she was just 19, drawing her into his world, a world filled with power, excess, and control. What began as a professional relationship quickly turned into something far more toxic. As their personal relationship developed, the dynamic allegedly shifted into one of coercion and control. Cassie detailed an instance where, as she tried to leave the relationship in 2018, Diddy entered her home and raped her. The trauma of that encounter stayed with her, and when she finally had the opportunity to come forward under the Adult Survivors Act, she did. But what makes Cassie's case even more unsettling is the video footage that came to light in May 2024. Captured in 2016, the surveillance video shows Diddy chasing Cassie down a hotel corridor in Los Angeles before violently attacking her outside of an elevator. It was a stark, undeniable visual of the abusive relationship she had described in her lawsuit. Although Diddy settled the lawsuit soon after it was filed, the footage had already made its impact. In a public apology, Diddy admitted to his inexcusable behavior in the video, but continued to deny the larger allegations of trafficking and abuse. And this is where the story takes a darker turn. Cassie's lawsuit may have been the first high-profile case, but it was far from the last. As the media frenzy around her allegations grew, more victims began to come forward, some alleging abuse that stretched back decades. The floodgates had opened. One of the most shocking allegations came from an inmate named Derek Lee Cardello Smith. In 1997, Cardello Smith, then working at a Detroit-area restaurant, claimed that Combs drugged and sexually assaulted him during a night of partying. The allegations, which had been buried for years, resurfaced when Cardello Smith filed a lawsuit and won a $100 million default judgment in September 2024. Combs' legal team, led by Mark Agnifilo, fought the judgment, branding Cardello Smith's claims as baseless and pointing to his criminal history as a way to discredit his testimony. But for those watching from the outside, the judgment signaled that the accusations against Diddy were only deepening. And they did. In February 2024, another lawsuit hit the courts, this time from a producer named Rodney Lil Rod Jones. Jones worked with Combs between 2022 and 2023 and described a year of sexual harassment and threats. His allegations were particularly disturbing because he claimed to have video and audio evidence of illegal activity involving Diddy and others. One of the most shocking details in his suit was the involvement of other celebrities, including Daphne Joy, identified as one of the alleged sex workers at these freak-off parties that were becoming a central point in the criminal charges against Diddy. The freak-offs are a critical part of the federal indictment. Prosecutors allege that for decades, Diddy organized and hosted drug-fueled sex parties where women were coerced into performing sexual acts, often under the influence of drugs. These events, which took place in luxury hotels and private residences, were carefully curated, with Diddy's staff allegedly supplying everything from drugs to sex workers. But what made the freak-offs even more troubling was the involvement of Diddy's inner circle. His bodyguards, assistants, and other close associates were said to have helped orchestrate these events, keeping the machine running. For those who attended Diddy's famous parties, his white parties in the Hamptons, his lavish gatherings in Beverly Hills, these allegations have cast a long shadow. As entertainment lawyers have warned, many of the celebrities who partied with Diddy are now being advised to seek legal counsel. The parties that once symbolized wealth, glamour, and success are now under scrutiny. While not all of these gatherings were illegal, the question remains, what did people see, and what did they know? The fear among celebrities is palpable. Could they be called to testify? Could they have unknowingly witnessed something that could now make them a part of the investigation? For years, Diddy's parties were the stuff of legend, attracting A-listers from across the world. But now, those very guests might find themselves entangled in the legal battles surrounding his downfall. One particularly chilling detail comes from an interview with a former neighbor of Diddy's Los Angeles mansion. Ryan Mendelson, who used to live near the property, recalled seeing women coming and going at all hours of the night. "I drive by a lot, and I see that. A lot of girls, maybe five or six girls outside, some leaving, some not, some going in," Mendelson told reporters. "I never thought anything of it, but now it's crazy." His observation, once seen as harmless, now carries a darker implication as prosecutors piece together the timeline of events. But it's not just former associates and party guests who are speaking out. In November 2023, Joey Dickerson Neal filed a lawsuit alleging that Combs drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was a college student in 1991. According to her lawsuit, Combs pushed her into going to dinner with him, drugged her, and assaulted her, all while recording the act and showing it to others. Dickerson Neal's story, like so many others, highlights the recurring theme of power and coercion that runs through the allegations against Diddy. In the months following Cassie's lawsuit, the number of women who came forward continued to grow. Two women, both anonymous, claimed that they were assaulted by Combs when they were teenagers. One woman, known as Jane Doe, accused Diddy of drugging and gang raping her in 2003. Another woman alleged that she was sexually assaulted by Diddy and his associates in a private jet, part of what prosecutors have described as a sex trafficking scheme. But what is the truth behind these allegations? For many, the sheer number of lawsuits paints a damning picture. It's hard to ignore the patterns, the similarities in the stories, the accounts of coercion, drugging, and control. But Diddy, for his part, has vehemently denied all of the charges. His legal team has been aggressive in their defense, calling the allegations baseless and pointing to the settlements as proof that these cases are about money, not justice. And while Diddy has admitted to certain instances of bad behavior, like the attack on Cassie caught on surveillance footage, he continues to deny any involvement in trafficking, coercion, or rape. In a statement following his arrest, Diddy said, "Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth." As the federal case against Diddy unfolds, the stakes could not be higher. For the victims, it's a long-awaited reckoning, a chance to hold one of the most powerful men in entertainment accountable for his alleged crimes. For Diddy, it's a battle to clear his name and salvage what remains of his legacy. And for the world watching, it's a stark reminder that even the most glamorous, untouchable figures in the world of entertainment can fall. What we are witnessing is not just the unraveling of a man's career, but the disintegration of a cultural icon's image. One built on power, success, and the unchecked excesses of fame. As the legal battle continues, many are wondering how someone like Diddy, a man who seemed to have everything, could end up at the center of such dark and harrowing allegations. The federal indictment paints a picture of a man who, for decades, allegedly abused the influence and wealth he had amassed, using it as a tool to control, manipulate, and exploit those around him. From the recording studio to the party scenes that Diddy became so famous for, there are now questions about just how much of his life was built on secrets, fear, and coercion. Some close to the music mogul have come forward in his defense, stating that the allegations don't align with the Diddy they knew. His legal team has been vocal about what they perceive as opportunism, accusing some of his accusers of seeking to profit off the moment of public backlash against powerful men. They've called the lawsuits nothing more than money grabs, pointing out that many of the allegations were brought through the New York Adult Survivors Act, which opened a one-year window for survivors of sexual abuse to come forward, regardless of when the incidents took place. But even as his defenders push back, the volume of allegations is impossible to ignore. Many of the cases share a similar pattern: victims coerced into situations where they were drugged, isolated, and assaulted. The parties, the freak-offs, the entourage that surrounded Diddy all seemed to play a role in a larger system that allowed these abuses to go unchecked for so long. Allegedly, Diddy's inner circle either participated or turned a blind eye to the behaviors, helping to maintain the aura of invincibility that shielded him from scrutiny. And then there are the celebrities, the A-listers who rubbed elbows with Diddy at his most famous events. Some of these stars are now finding themselves in an uncomfortable position, worried about what their proximity to Diddy might imply in light of the allegations. Entertainment lawyers have already begun advising those who attended Diddy's infamous white parties and other gatherings to prepare themselves for the possibility of being called to testify. While there is no evidence that these celebrities were involved in any illegal activity, their presence at these events, coupled with their public profiles, makes them potentially valuable witnesses in what could be a landmark case. The question, of course, is how much they knew. Could it be that these high-profile figures, including musicians, actors, and influencers, were unaware of the darker side of Diddy's empire? Or were they complicit in ignoring what they saw, choosing to stay silent to protect their careers and maintain their connections? These are the questions that the public and law enforcement are now asking as they attempt to untangle the web of Diddy's life. Some celebrities have already begun distancing themselves from the music mogul. There have been quiet moves to remove his name from certain collaborations, and some prominent figures in the industry have offered vague statements about condemning abuse without directly addressing the allegations against Diddy. Others, however, remain silent, waiting to see how the legal process unfolds before taking any public stance. For Diddy, the stakes couldn't be higher. He faces not only the possibility of losing his fortune and reputation, but his freedom as well. The federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy are serious, and if convicted, Diddy could spend the rest of his life in prison. His attorneys, however, remain confident, insisting that they will fight every charge and that Diddy will ultimately be vindicated. They argue that the freak-offs, described in such lurid detail by prosecutors, were nothing more than consensual events between adults, and that the allegations of coercion and drugging are fabrications designed to exploit his wealth and fame. But for the victims, the trauma is all too real. Many of these women, and men, have lived with the pain of what allegedly happened to them for years, some for decades. For them, this case represents a long-awaited moment of accountability, a chance to finally be heard after so many years of silence. Their stories, often harrowing in their detail, depict a pattern of manipulation and violence that extended far beyond any single incident. One victim, who remained anonymous, described how she was flown by private jet to one of Diddy's parties, where she was given drugs and assaulted by multiple people, including Diddy himself. She had been just 17 at the time. Another woman, Crystal McKinney, detailed how she was invited to Diddy's recording studio and given marijuana that she later suspected was laced with a narcotic. She recounted how she was led to a bathroom, where she was forced to perform oral sex on Diddy. The allegations against Diddy, spanning multiple decades, tell a consistent story of power abused, of women and men manipulated into situations where they felt they had no control. But not everyone is convinced. Diddy's team has worked tirelessly to paint these accusers as opportunists out to destroy a man who has given so much to the music industry and beyond. His lawyers have pointed to the fact that many of the lawsuits have settled out of court as proof that these cases are not what they seem. They argue that these settlements are not admissions of guilt, but rather practical solutions to avoid protracted legal battles that could damage Diddy's business interests. However, the federal case against Diddy is different. This isn't a civil lawsuit seeking monetary compensation. This is the U.S. government bringing criminal charges against one of the most powerful men in entertainment. And the evidence they've gathered could be damning. The indictment includes accounts of not just the victims, but also those who worked for Diddy, his bodyguards, assistants, and other staff, who allegedly helped organize these freak-offs and facilitated the abuse. For prosecutors, these individuals are key, as they provide a glimpse into the inner workings of Diddy's world and the culture of silence that allowed his behavior to go unchecked for so long. As the case moves forward, it's clear that this is about more than just Sean Combs. It's about the systems that allowed someone like him to rise to such heights while allegedly committing unspeakable acts behind closed doors. It's about the people who were complicit in maintaining that system, whether through active participation or willful ignorance. And it's about the victims who, for too long, felt that they had no voice, no way to fight back against the power and influence of a man like Diddy. As we await the trial, one thing is certain. The world will be watching. Whether Diddy is found guilty or cleared of these charges, the impact of this case will be felt for years to come. It will force us to reckon with the ways in which we allow power and celebrity to shield those who abuse their positions. And it will remind us that, in the end, no one is truly untouchable. In the world of true crime, few cases are as complex, as multifaceted, and as disturbing as this one. This is not just a story about a man who rose to the heights of fame and fortune, but a story about the dark underbelly of celebrity culture, about the price of silence, and about the long, difficult road to justice. It's a story that is far from over, and as new details emerge, we will continue to piece together the truth, step by step, accusation by accusation, until we understand the full scope of what has happened. And when we do, we may find that this case was never just about Diddy, but about an entire industry and a society that allowed him to flourish, unchecked, for far too long.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is, but he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.